You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Rebecca is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Justin. So we're about to talk to her about her date and see if we can figure out why she's getting ghosted. But before that, Rebecca, how long has it been since you heard from Justin?
It's been a couple of days. Like, it's been like since the date night.
Okay. So are we sure that you're being ghosted if it's only been a few days?
Well, I think so. I mean, like, if I have a good time, then I like keeping that communication. Like, let's throw a few texts out, funny, like, memes or something like that. Like, if I feel it, then I go with it.
Well, how many times did you reach out to him?
I mean, like, a few that night, and then, like, the next day, like, hey. Like, there were just some things in conversation that reminded me of him. He had talked about his dog. So I was like, oh, look at this, like, really cute meme of this dog. And then there's like a TikTok of a dog. So, you know, there's just a couple of those things that I threw out there, and not even like, haha, or, oh my gosh, that reminds me of my dog. Nothing. And I know we had a good time. So I'm like, why are you ghosting me? Like, everything was great. We even like made out a little bit. So like, I know it was great.
Okay. Well, tell us about the date.
We met in this cute area. Then we went to dinner, and then we walked down and went to this bar, had a couple drinks. Like, you see, like, it kept going, and it was flowing. And that's where I'm like, cool, 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 but now what's going on?
Okay.
At dinner, like, there was always conversation going. There was never a breaking conversation. We both had a couple glasses of wine. It was this really cute Italian place. And then after the conversation went that way, and we even had dessert too. Like, this dinner date wasn't long. It was like splitting tiramisu, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's when we were both like, yeah, let's continue this conversation. Like, this is going really well. Like, of course, we talked about work and our families and our pets and stuff like that. And then there was just more, I think we both wanted to get to know about each other. So it was a perfect summer night. I was looking so cute, by the way. I had like this great outfit on. And then we were just like, yeah, there's this bar down the street. And it was one of those bars too. You know, sometimes you go into a bar and you can't hear a word that each other says.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This one was like, okay, it was a cute little wine bar. And we knew that we were going to talk some more. And I was just so excited to get to know more, even about like he had talked about his sister getting married this summer. And so I was like, all right, cool. Like, tell me more about that. And that's when, again, I was just like, all right, I'm not ready for this date to end. And that's where I was thinking, like, well, then let's just go back to your house. Like, if it's still going well, then we can even sit on the couch and have like another glass of wine or something.
Okay. So in all of that, do you think that there's anything that may have happened that could be why he's ghosting you, if he is?
Well, how did he react also to you saying like to go over to
Good point.
I don't know. I'm a pretty forward person. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you ladies know, like, if you're feeling the vibe, then you're feeling the vibe. So when I was feeling the vibe, I was like, okay, I did throw it out there first. And maybe he is a little old school because he wasn't really receptive to doing that. He's like, no, like maybe next time, let's not do that. And I just, that was a little off-putting because it was like putting the brakes on the car.
Could that be why he's ghosting you?
You wanted to go back? I can't imagine. What guy would not want the girl to at least want to go back? I mean, it's hard though. When you're a forward person, that can be scary to some people. Because I'm pretty forward too. So it's like, you know me what too. You want. So it's like, are you in or not? Because
exactly. And he, I knew you would know. And he was like really freaking hot. So I'm like, if we did, you know, hook up, I would have been okay with that too.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you a second chance if you still want one. Okay.
Okay. You guys are the best.
Get your first date follow up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us, Rebecca is on the phone and she is getting ghosted by a dude named Justin. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she's still interested. But before we do that, Rebecca, why don't you refresh our memory on your date with Justin real quick?
Yeah, sure. Like, we had a great date. We met, walked to dinner, had dinner, which lasted pretty long, and then went had drinks, so the day got longer. And then he put the brakes on it when I said, hey, let's go back to your house. Let's sit on the couch, have more wine, talk, you know, maybe something else.
And then he hasn't talked to you since, right?
Mm-mm, not a word.
All right, well, we're about to call him right now and see if we can figure it out. Are you ready?
I'm ready. All
right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Justin, please?
Yeah, is it?
Justin, how are you, man? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, hi, Justin. The whole show is here. Mm-hmm. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi. Hello. This is unexpected. What's going on?
Have you ever listened to the show before?
I don't think I have. I'm sorry to say.
No worries. Well, we're calling you because we do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them.
Okay.
And so we got an email about you from someone that you're ghosting.
I mean, I don't go on that many dates, so I have to presume this is Rebecca. Yeah.
Your presumption is presumed correctly. Yes, it's Rebecca. She emailed us and said that you're ghosting her and she doesn't know why. Would you mind, you know, would you be cool telling us?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I don't know. It's weird because it was like a really good date, and I really liked her, you know. And it was almost like a hookup at the end of the night kind of thing. But I'm not really a hookup on the first date kind of guy.
Okay.
But I said no to her, like, coming back to my place, you know. But it was fine. Like, I was going to follow up. I was already looking forward to the next date or whatever. And then I got back to my place, and I was looking out my window, and I could see her, like, out in her car for, like, an hour after that, texting me. And just, like, sitting in the parking lot, texting me about, like, hey, if you change your mind, I can still, like, come over. And, I mean, the first time was kind of funny and cute, but after, like, an hour of this, it was a little, like, I don't know, red flaggy, you know?
She kept asking to come over?
Yeah, essentially. And rather than just, like, hey, that was a good day, let's plan for another one, I'm just, like, persistently texting about, like, but, like, are you sure I could just, like, come right up, you know?
You said you looked out your window? So you're telling me she was at your place?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was watching it happen real time from my vantage point.
Can I defend myself here?
Hey, Justin, that's Rebecca. She's on the phone, been listening, and wants to talk to you.
Well, from my side. So here's the thing. Like, yes, I did sit in my car, but I just want to make sure you had a good time. Secondly, I didn't want to go home and then you change your mind and get in my pajamas and take my makeup off and get all settled. Because, like, once I get home and I'm not coming out. So that's why I did that. Because I thought, you know, it's kind of weird. Like, does he not want to hook up on the first date? Like, what guy doesn't want to hook up on the first date? Like, no guy ever. They all want to hook up on the first date. So that's where I'm like, come on. Seriously.
I'm just like, not that kind of guy. And I really did have a good time. I was planning on scheduling another date with you. I'm just not like, I am not a hookup on a first date kind of guy, you know? And it was just a little weird for me to see you sitting out there, like, texting me.
But did you not, like, feel the vibe during the date? Like, didn't you feel that connection? Like, we went to dinner.
I mean, course I did. That's what I'm saying. But, like, just because there's a vibe doesn't mean, like, well, we're going to sleep together. I mean, you said every guy wants to hook up. I don't, personally.
You're lying. Like, every guy, especially if you have a girl, who is across from you that, you know, I mean, I would say I'm at least an 8 out of 10, and that we talked about literally everything. Like, that means there's got to be some sexual attraction. Like, okay, then what is it? What else is she about? Like,
I mean,
what else can she do?
But, like, but I was going to schedule a follow-up date until you got weird about it, you know? And now this is even weirder, I gotta say. Like, calling a radio to about this, like,
it's not weird. Nah, are you calling me weird? Like, this is not weird. Like, Jubal and, like, they're like friends. That's just what it is. Like, every morning we hang out, and I knew that they could help me, and they are. So it's not weird at all.
It is pretty weird. This is one of the weirder phone calls I've ever gotten at work, I gotta be honest.
What's weird is that you didn't want to hook up on the first date. Also weird that you didn't text me back, like, at all. Like, be a man, grow up, communicate with me, and that's not weird.
Whoa. Right, then. No, thank you.
I just, you know, in the future.
No, thank you.
Rebecca, I just, you know, I'm kind of curious about the thought process of sitting outside of his apartment, though. Like, I could see how that may be a bit off-putting. Now, I relate to you on the being a straightforward type of a person, but at his house?
But don't you also have it where, like, once you get home and you take your bra off, you're like, this bra is not coming back on?
I mean, but of course, but once somebody says no one time, you go home.
Well, I'm sorry, but I expected him to be a normal guy. I expected him to want to, like, have drinks and hook up. Sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
Justin, would you like to go on another date with Rebecca? We'll pay for it.
No, I don't think so. Not after this.
I'm good too. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Justin. And Rebecca, thank you for listening. And, you know, you'll find a normal guy out there.
I'm sure if you look to the right right now, there's one watching you.
If you throw a rock, you'll hit one.
Yeah, easily. And for you, Justin, keep on not giving up your goods on the first night, because it is a respectable thing and very rare to find.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, I'm about to throw a rock because I'm frustrated, but I still love you guys. I just want to
have fun.
Good luck.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.